Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Welcome to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm excited today because I get to interview a person who has been very influential in my life, got me into doing this radio show. It's Dr. Pat Pacilli from the Dr. Pat Show. And before that, I just want to share my usual thoughts of going into the show. And I'm just realizing this week was we had our spring equinox, and we are sitting in a beautiful sunny day in Seattle, although it's still chilly. I understand some parts of the country is like, where's spring? We're already at summer, so you're nice and hot. You can send some warmth our way. So we're in this transition time. And I think all of us, or many of us, I know, many people that I know are experiencing transitions in our lives, and not just the seasons. My friend, Dr. Imsara, she was a WOW presenter this year, sent me an article yesterday that she wrote on evolutionary astrology about the spring equinox. And I think it fits our theme for the day, which is what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. So she says, we are moving away from the old familiar shore to strike out for shores as yet unseen and uncharted. One stage of human evolution is ending now as a new stage prepares to begin. For a species that spends most of its life just trying to feel secure despite the calls of demanding change, this is disconcerting at best, terribly frightening in the extreme. True change of itself demands feeling at least temporarily insecure. We as a whole resist this. So I know I'm going through through transition along with many others, and it's important to stay steady during this time and hold true to who we are. And Imsara believes self-honesty sprinkled with a good dose of gratitude would be a good place to start. We must take responsibility to become the change we need to be. We need to begin to grasp that we are losing what gives life its value, and it is not the stuff we strive to own. It's not about having, but it is about being the best we can be. So today I'm talking with Dr. Pat. She is an award-winning author, organizational presenter, researcher, and internationally syndicated talk show host. And she created this Transformation Talk radio network that I'm a part of. As a top host of the internationally acclaimed Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By, Pat reaches millions of people each year with a powerful, life-changing message. And known as the Oprah of Talk Radio, Dr. Pat brings a fun, fresh, and enlightening perspective to talk radio. Live life full out with this award-winning author, consultant, and success coach. And beyond the Dr. Pat Show, Dr. Pat is the creator of Crust Busting, Dr. Pat's Green Challenge, Unstuckable, and the newly created Transformation Network and Transformation Talk Radio. And today she wants to talk about what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. She questions why the soul's journey takes us there. Do we have to suffer in order to experience joy? So let's find out how the soul builds massive, thriving muscles today. So welcome, Dr. Pat, to Voices of Woman.
Wow, thank you so much for that great introduction, Chris. It's great to be on your show, a show that is doing so much to help transform the world. I'm honored to be here. I love this topic, too.
Well, I think you've been on this topic for a little while because I was on a panel with you that you put together at the Northwest Women's Show, and we talked about this same topic, and it seems to be very personal for you. So why don't you share? I know you've gone through lots of adversity and how it's played a role of how you jump through various stages in your life. So let's share that with the audience. Maybe give us some of your life story.
Well, you know, I'm going to take a moment, and maybe Chris can do his magic, but I'm going to take, when we come in and out of break, I'm going to take a moment. I'm going to blame Kelly Clarkson right up front. And, you know, Kelly Clarkson, as many people know, was the winner of, I think it was the first American Idol. I could be wrong. But she's had an amazing career, has an amazing career. She's gone through some tough times. But this year came out with a number one hit that is exactly the title of the show, What Doesn't Kill You Makes You Stronger. And it's really great if you take a look at what the lyrics to that song are. It was kind of interesting to hear this come from a young person for me, because most of my mentors, my stepmother in particular, really were the people. They were the people that sort of instilled that philosophy in so many of us. But it wasn't until, let's say, you know, I kind of, you know, got a little bit older in life here that I really understood what this meant. Now, for me, you know, I've had a life that has had some interesting twists, interesting turns, things that that have shown up for me. So, for example, my mother, my birth mother, died when I was 7 years old. You know, I hadn't experienced Catholic boarding school back then. And, you know, then my dad remarried and life goes on. I was homeless at 17. And, you know, I worked my way up the corporate ladder in the telephone company, lost my job after 25 years. I mean, I can go on about it. But the question really is, did I learn anything from any of this? I mean, was this really simply a journey where I had these training wheels on? And was I supposed to take the lessons from horrific experiences that many people are going through right now and many of you have already gone through? Was I supposed to do something with them? And I think that's really the burning question. But it's Kelly Clarkson's song that hit the number one iTunes and everybody's chart about her own personal experience as, you know, a young woman in our culture living her dream. So, yeah, this is an important topic to me for a lot of reasons. There are millions of people right now, Chris, all over the world, but if we just focus on the United States, millions of people that are experiencing tough times, millions of people that are experiencing what it means to go to school and get out of school and not get a job. Millions of people in relationships right now that are not going through the divorce process for the very simple reason it's not economically sound to do it. Domestic violence and abuse on the rise. So the question does come to the forefront, you know, do these things have a purpose? Are they meant to make us stronger?
And it seems like from your life, you're saying it did for you.
Well, they did for me, but I didn't get it at the time, right?
Right.
7 years old and your mom dies, and here you are sitting with Mother Superior in Catholic boarding school, Mount St. Dominic's in New Jersey. And you know, you don't stop for a minute and say, oh, wait a minute, let me check with my soul. You know, how does this horrific, lonely experience, spending the weekend that my mother died with Mother Superior, how is this ever going to help me later on in life? But I think we do get to a point where we realize that there are lessons that are showing up for us, and we have to take a very definitive position on where we are with those lessons. And I'm not one to really talk about, you know, the idea of not grieving. I really do believe it's important to grieve. I just don't believe spending a lifetime grieving is what our soul has meant us to do.
No, and so because you have really focused on this, I wonder if you feel like, and I think we do see it in our culture, that a lot of people get stuck in this. They don't move forward. They don't know, and maybe it's because they don't know how to. Or is it just being that that's familiar so that, you know, we stay where our comfort level is of, you know, is there an enjoyment in suffering?
Well, there is an enjoyment that we know is an addiction to suffering. I mean, there is part of that. There's also, from a very religious and spiritual belief, you know, in many cultures, and not just any one religion, that believes that suffering is a pathway to enlightenment. In better said, suffering is a pathway to heaven in some arenas. But the one thing that I know, Manly P. Hall said it best, better than anybody I've ever known to say it. Manly P. Hall is this author that I was introduced to early on in my journey here. You know, he's written, oh my gosh, a gazillion books on life, on what it means to, you know, take different perspectives on the world that we live in. And the book that I got my hands on early on was called The Ways of the Lonely Ones. It's kind of an interesting story that takes us on a journey with a couple of characters. And I think the book came out in the early 60s. It was reprinted a couple of times. Manly P. Hall was, you know, born, I think he was born around 1900 and 1901. But, you know, what he said that caught me by surprise, you know, in my early readings was, you know, something that was kind of interesting. You know, he talked about life. And I think he said something like this: life is not merely what it seems to be. And that sounds like a really simple statement. Then you think, well, wait a minute. If it's not what it seems to be, what is it? And he talks about that what's hidden from us, what's hidden from our eyes by what he calls this cloak of materiality is the wonderful world which only the eyes of the dreamer can see and the soul of the mystic comprehend. You know, these are very, very powerful words, right? But he goes on to say that sorrow, suffering, and loneliness are the great builders of character. And character is that kind of interesting word that many people equate to the journey of the soul.
Okay, yes, and we're going to go more into that. I like that sense of the cloak, what's hidden from our eyes. And we're going to pursue that when we come back after this commercial break. So you're listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stana, so we'll come right back with Dr. Pat.
Here's the thing, we started out friends. It was cool, but it was all pretend. Yeah, yeah, since you've been gone.
Chris Stanis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
You know the bed feels warmer sleeping.
Well, there you go. That was Kelly Clarkson. We were talking about her song that has moved Dr. Pat to be talking about this subject. And so we were just talking about, it was interesting, Pat, we were talking about that book, The Ways of the Lonely Ones.
Yeah.
And that, you know, life is not merely what it seems to be. There is this, and I was thinking about, it came up to me recently, there's sort of these illusions. There's an illusion of what we think life is, and what really is something totally different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. You know, he goes on to say, and he's just one of the folks that I love reading. You know, he goes on to say that, you know, we don't ever truly become great until our hearts are broken. And I think that's what we're talking about. I mean, if we're talking about, you know, what does it mean? Let's just play with this for a little bit. You know, Kelly Clarkson, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. You know, she goes on to say, you think you've got the best of me. You think you had the last laugh, but you know, bet you think everything good is gone. I mean, this is what we're talking about when we say what doesn't kill you. Think you left me broken down, right? Think I'll be, you know, she's clearly talking about, you know, her experience. It's just one snapshot. It's a sliver. And when we think about what it is about this idea of breaking down the walls, I mean, kill. Let's talk about it. What doesn't kill you? Now, I get criticized a bit because I use such strong language. So I get my friends in the New Thought arena, and they want to pick up the phone. They want to call me. You can't use that word. Don't use the word kill, because that's not positive thinking. That doesn't have... And, you know, I've tried to dance around some of this stuff, but it's just not in my nature. You know, I'm from the East Coast. There's a part of me that's always going to say, what doesn't kill you make you stronger. It's just going to say that. But when you think about that word, and let's take a look at what it really means. And this is where perception and what you said, illusion, comes in, Chris. You know, if you look at the top of it, it says to deprive of life. Now, let's just stay with that. That's the number one definition. To deprive of life. Now, let's take a look at that in the soul's journey for a minute. You know, there are things that we go through in this world. And let's just take a look at this idea of the heart being broken. Anybody that's ever got their heart broken, I know, Chris, you have. Chris and Chris, both of you, you must have. I know I've had my heart broken. And it does feel like my life is being deprived, like my life is being sucked out of me. You know, it feels like the soul is struggling to hang on. And in fact, that's not what's going on at all. You know, the soul, in fact, is building up stamina and muscle and is looking at the journey, the next step. Anybody that's ever been in an abusive relationship, I've been in an abusive relationship, you know, physical and emotional. Anybody that's ever been in anything like that, you can feel your life slowly feeling like it has been taken away from you. Now, if you go on to the next definition of this and you take a look at kill, right, and you play the Kelly Clarkson song out, it also means putting an end to something, right? And so when she says what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, you're putting an end to something in your life that is not serving you. Now, for many of us, if we don't do it ourselves, if we don't take the action ourselves, when we know something is gnawing away at us, it just ain't right, that job you have really does suck, and you still hang in there, there's a price that you pay. You know, and there is. You know this, Chris, and I know this. You know, what Manly says, he says, you don't become great until your heart is broken. He says, that's a supreme test. You know, he's talking about not just the heart being broken from a relationship, but my gosh, how many people have lost their homes? How many folks have lost their jobs? How many people have gone back to college, or young people have gone to college and think, you know, I'm going to get out of school, I'm going to build a life for myself, and are sitting there and can't find employment? And we call ourselves one of the richest countries on the planet. You know, how many people, I just had an experience with this myself. I was appalled at the system in this country for people that are in their seasoned lives. What is it that happens to one as you get older and you don't have the funds to take care of yourself? What happens to you if you get older and maybe you don't have the mental, you know, faculties that enable you to live the life that you've lived? Where does society come in and take care of you? And I will tell you that it doesn't. You know, we have a generation of people who their hearts are getting broken and don't really quite understand, what did I do to deserve this? I've been in this country. I've paid my taxes. I've done so many things. And now here I am in the later years of my life. And all of a sudden they're feeling, Chris, helpless, hopeless. They don't have you to step in, or maybe me to step in and take care of them. And so there are challenges that are coming up in our society. We have been here before. You know, if you hear my grandmother talk about the Great Depression, if you're my great-grandma, if you hear those stories about the Depression, you know, Linda's mother talk about the Depression, what you hear is you hear a generation of people that have so gone through, you know, people jumping out of buildings. But the point is, do these things, do the destruction of a vital or essential quality. That's what kill means, to destroy the vital or essential quality, right, of something. Will that make you stronger? And what I want to say is, if it doesn't make you stronger, it will kill you. And so I want to just say that it doesn't necessarily kill you physically, but emotionally, Chris, you know it's working on you.
Yes, to have that focus, that it means that you need to make a change. You need to do something, or you're just going to slowly go down the downhill. That you know, and it sounds, and in that way, it's going to happen step by step in a very painful way till it does kill you. And sometimes people have to get to the bottom of that pit before they start climbing out of it. You know, mm-hmm. You see that too, where you get the signs early on, but you don't do anything, and you just keep going down that bottom of that pit, and you don't start asking for help till you get to the very bottom when you're in that desperation. And it doesn't have to be that. You don't have to wait till then, too.
Right, exactly. You know, and it's when we go on to experience this, here's what we're saying. Those of us, those of you out there who are deepened and broadened by your experiences, here's what it is. This is whether it's Kelly Clarkson, you know, I mean, come on. 112 years after Manly P. All, Kelly Clarkson, it doesn't matter. All of us that have been deepened and broadened by our experiences, you know, whoever you are, you rise up. You will. If you don't feel like you will rise up, you will rise up triumphantly. You will. From the ruins of your dreams. This is, you know, and pass on to a fuller destiny. This is what this show's about. You know, this is what when Kelly Clarkson or everybody else says about what it does to us. It's not about getting stronger like we're going to the gym, but what it's about is we pass on to a fuller destiny. So here's the key. It's not just about surviving this. It's about mastering the bowels of what our death has been about. Whether it's the death of a part of your soul, the part of your being, the essence of who you are, who you thought you were that you're not anymore. Part of that is going to enable everybody, and I believe this, everyone will rise up. You will rise triumphantly from the ruins of your dreams, and you will pass on to a fuller destiny. That's really what this theme is about.
That's true, and we have to hang on to that. You have to know when you're in that depths of that feeling of you know, the ruins of your dreams. I know in me, there's this core, and I think it comes from my background and my DNA and my Norwegian culture. I feel it. There's this strength in me that I know I'm going to come out of this. And that's what keeps me going.
Absolutely. I'm not Norwegian, but I don't know.
Well, I just find it, there is a culture there, and I see it in my family, you know.
Oh, I see it in Linda's family. Linda's Norwegian. You know, there is a sense of strength. I mean, I learned more from Linda's father, who's born in Norway. I learned more from Linda's dad than any of my own parents. You know, there's an essence about, what is the word I'm looking for? There's a sense of stamina that gets developed. And, mm-hmm. you know, what her father taught me is finesse. You know, there's how to be diplomatic, how to look at both sides of life, you know, how to look at what the options are. There are always options. And you know, you take my fiery Italian upbringing and background and match that with a Norwegian culture, and what you get is something like a fondue, where the fire heats up the food, and you get to taste the best of what it means to have a very pure essence of life with the fire that just won't quit. And that's why today's show is really important. You know, there's a fire in every one of us, and it's not going to quit. The only way it's going to quit is if we want it to quit.
Right. Yeah, and there's a choice, and sometimes you can see that choice. You know, you do have that choice, and you can go, I'm going to go for it, or you're going to fall into all the shoulds and all the things you put on yourself that you can't do. Well, we're going to talk more about this after we come back from our break. This is Chris Stainis. I'm talking to the Dr. Pat, and we'll come back soon.
Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other ascended masters. Tune in every Friday at noon Pacific time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book a session with Natalie.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
How would you like a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun? A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it.
We all want our love lives to be happy, but how exactly do you do that? To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
Each week, we, along with our special guests, dive into the places most likely to suck the happy out of your happy couple. Money, sex, intimacy, kids, careers, even taking out the garbage.
We'll share the truth about the power struggles and relationship dynamics that real couples, including ourselves, face every day.
You'll leave the show educated, entertained, and excited to try our daring acts of love in your own relationship.
Tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
See you on the show.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Women of wisdom, women of wisdom, women of wisdom, rise and shine, sister kind, spirit of woman, rise and shine.
Welcome back. I'm Chris Stainis, and this is Voices of Women. And the song you just heard is the Woman of Wisdom theme song, which we just sang at our conference just last February. And just want to let you know, you can purchase that CD, which has lots of great music from some amazing women singers we've had at the conference. And you can get that at our website, www.womenofwisdom.org. So we're talking to Dr. Pat today, and we're talking about that what doesn't kill you is going to make you stronger. So, Pat, where do you want to go from here? We've talked a lot about, suffering and finding that strength within us.
I think you have to go to the place of triumph. I mean, I think that's, this is what you hear. You know, when you take a look at, let's just hang out with Kelly Clarkson for a little bit. You know, when you take a look at what she's talking about in this song, I mean, you know, the song reflects a way of thinking. You know, it's not just Kelly Clarkson doing a hit song. It reflects a way of thinking that has gone down from generation to generation to generation. You know, this is not a new thought. You know, this idea of how to rise up triumphantly, even though you may feel you're broken. And we hear this from so many people. You know, we hear this from some of the most astonishing people on the planet. You know, when we hear about, you know, the turmoil in South Africa and how its leader had, you know, just rose up triumphantly after horrific situation. You know, you hear about people. I interviewed Denise Lynn the other day, and I was talking to her, and, you know, I forgot her story about what it's like to be, at the end of a gun and be shot and left for dead. You know, Rhonda Britton watched her dad kill her mom and turn the gun on her. And, you know, what is that like? Well, these people have decided to rise triumphantly. And they do this in service of other people. This is really the message for today. It is about getting stronger. It's not really about what kills you, because the soul is not capable of dying. You know, something in us may have to die or go or burn or shed away or whatever that is. You know, like my 25-year job, career job. You know, that had to go away in order for me to see that there were more possibilities of, you know, ways to be of service in the world. So that's really what this is about. You know, it is about how does one pick themselves up? How do you move beyond whatever that circumstance was that made you feel like you were dying, that broken heart, and build the character that Manly P. Hall looks at and talks about? You know, people never become truly great, he says, until one's heart is broken. And I think that's the message for today. We have the collective heart being broken in this country. It has happened over the past, I don't know, 4 or 5 years for a lot of people. You know, we have had some of our greatest cities that have done the most incredible manufacturing go through some of the most shameful transitions on the planet. People that have worked hard all their lives. And so we have to hold the framework that these experiences will enable everyone to rise triumphantly. You know, the question is, how do you do that? You know, why is it some people, a Rhonda Britton, I don't know if I was in Rhonda Britton's, you know, shoes, if I could have done what she's done. You know, why do some people rise up? A Denise Lynn, why do you rise up? And there are many, many others that we see now. Nelson Mandela, how do you rise up? How do you do that? What makes some people do it? The Dalai Lama. And I think that, you know, when I think about some of the things Ernest Holmes said, you know, he comes right out and says, he says, the world is crying out for God. The world is crying out for God. And, you know, that's a big statement. And when I say God, I just want to be really clear. God, goddess, whatever it is you believe in is a higher power. You know, I'm not talking about religion, but the world is crying out for that thing that so inspires them, that gives us hope, that gives us resilience, and this willingness we know from a divine presence, which really is the great reality of life. You know, and this is where the difference comes in. Those people that can rise up are unwavering around their trust and faith in a higher power. They really are. You know, sometimes that's all you have. You know, when you get up, and I will tell you this, in this, as a 7-year-old in a Catholic boarding school, I spent that entire weekend in the church, beautiful church. You know, it's one of the most, and I think, you know, Chris will tell you this, some of the churches on the East Coast, some of the most beautiful Catholic churches you ever want to lay your eyes on. I mean, it's just incredible. Stained glass, gold. You know, I spent the entire weekend walking the stations of the cross as a 7-year-old. I didn't even know what they were. But I have to tell you, Chris, intuitively, I had such a connection with Jesus as a 7-year-old. Not in the way we talk about Jesus from religious point of views, but this man who epitomized the whole notion of what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, and, you know, in a religion that's based on something of that nature. So these are the things where I look towards. Now I can go out in the desert and get that connection. You know, people are finding ways to reconnect with something that is not visible to themselves because the visible world has just crumbled around them. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I've talked before, too, in the last couple of weeks about connecting with nature. If you're needing to get in touch with something inside yourself or spirituality, I do it by going out for a walk or going and being on the beach or going being in the woods. I think that is, there's the mystical there. There's the magical, you know, you don't know it, but you're receiving information. I feel like my cells are receiving information and they're replenishing me when I'm out there in nature.
Absolutely. And, you know, people do things, you know, I think everybody has their own way of doing things. You know, I have a friend that meditates. I mean, that's her happy place. You know, when she says, okay, I'm going to go to a happy place now. I know where she's going. She's going in the corner of her house, going to sit there, turn on some really cool music. She's going to meditate for 10, 15 minutes or longer. That's her happy place.
Yeah, and that's needed, too. There's many ways. And you can do it just by going for a walk, and I call it walking meditations, but just it's that inward journey. And, you know, I think what's really important here, you're talking about the heart being broken, is to be in touch with the feelings. To feel that heart being broken will allow you to move through it. If you stay stuck in the pity of it or the pain of it, you have to move through that pain, and that means feeling it.
It does mean feeling it. You don't have to dwell in it. You know, there's an interesting story that was shared with me. I think it was Mary Manning Morrissey shared it, of an experience she had with the Dalai Lama. Have you heard her talk about this story? Of when she was at this meeting with the Dalai Lama. You know, they went they were in the Dalai Lama's presence, and it was a contingency of people that was asked to come and, you know, spend time and talk about the world and, you know, what does it mean to, you know, create a place of peace. And there was, you know, certain people were invited. She happened to be one of them. And she was saying that here they are. They were all sitting there laughing and talking and, you know, questions being asked. And all of a sudden, and I think this is the way she described it, Dalai Lama's number one guy comes in and walks over to the Dalai Lama and whispers something in his ear. And all of a sudden, the Dalai Lama drops his head, and you could see the excruciating pain in his face. And he drops his head. And then within a 5-second or so period, picks his head up. So later on, they were asking, what happened? What was that about? And what they were told was that the Dalai Lama was just brought news that his best friend, was just executed. And so what he did was he took that time, very short, and he grieved deeply. And then he didn't. And I was so struck by that story, because it really demonstrates that we can grieve. What is the aftershock of grieving? It's the drama and the stories we tell ourselves about what the incident means to us. You know, at 7 years old, you don't have time to think about what losing your mother really means. You know, when you get later on in life and you're 40 years old and you lose your job, you have plenty of time to think about what that means, how inadequate you are, how you never find another job again, how everybody there was just awful, you know, how your life is not going to amount to anything, you know, how you were fired 5 months before a full pension, how you wasted 25 years. I mean, you could go on and on and on. That's where we get stuck, Chris.
Yes, we do.
It isn't in the event.
Right, we do get stuck. And we're going to continue with that after we come back from this commercial break. This is Chris Stainis on Voices of Women, and we'll come back and talk more with Dr. Pat.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
What would it take for you to feel free and know that you have all the time you need to fulfill your destiny and live the life of your dreams? Wouldn't it be wonderful to be in the state of being every single day? Learn how to develop this profound knowing and this skill by cultivating gratitude in your daily life. Each moment, you have a choice. Take the time now. In this present moment, to open yourself to more valuable time for you. Use our gratitude journal, graced with our bungee bookmark, infused with the essence of gratitude, and write down what you are grateful for. This daily practice will transform your life and shift your reality. Offer yourself this amazing gift of gratitude and transform your own life in health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Welcome back. I'm Chris Stainis, and this is Voices of Women, and I'm talking with Dr. Pat today. Pat, can you give people your contact information,
sure,
where they can sign up to be on your newsletter, find
sure
your shows, all that?
Easy. Just go to drpatlive.com, drpatlive.com, or you can go to transformationtalkradio.com. Both places will get you in the newsletter so you can find out about the upcoming shows for the week, some of the giveaways we have, special events and promotions for people that are just been loyal listeners to the show and the network now. And, you know, we keep thinking of really cool things to do, and you all are part of it. So thanks, Chris.
You're
welcome. It's great to be part of your network. Chris and Chris. It's the Chris and Chris show. Okay.
Yes, it is.
So we were talking about getting stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And they do get stuck in their story. I remember one time driving down the freeway and something happened. A dog ran out in front of me and it, you know, I stopped my car and the car behind me got freaked out. And then I just came in like, I'm not going to share this story. Here's another story. And I went home. I was at my parents, and an hour later went, what was that thing that happened to me? I didn't remember what it was because
right,
I had put it, I didn't hang on to the story. And because that's a little incident. It's not like a huge major thing, but when the major things, it's so hard to do that. We hang on to them until we finally, something lets go and they're finally gone. But we'll hang on. It's like we hang on for dear life to those stories. Like they're part of our identity, and they're really not. They're the illusion.
Well, I think that you're onto something. I mean, one of the things that we also confuse ourselves with is, you know, what are stories and what are things that we need to say to become witnessed? You know,
mm-hmm,
for example, the people that are doing Occupy Wall Street, those people are out there to be witnessed. You know, the story is not one that they put out and projected. The story is one that has become what we know as, you know, one of the most incredible economic betrayals that we've had in the world. And they're out there and they're saying, you know what? We see you. You know, take a line from the Avatar movie. we see you. And so they stood up for something. So the story isn't necessarily, you know, what holds everybody back. You know, we live in a world of shadows. We live in a world of shadows. You know this. All you need to do is look at the sun, or in Seattle, you don't even need the sun. You can still see the shadows. You know, these phantoms are what we call our not selves. They're our not selves. But most of us make the mistake of thinking that they are the real self. And, you know, some say that you have to go through the suffering and sorrow so that your real self can emerge, you know, and discover what is really worthwhile. You know, you develop that determination, which strengthens us, you know, for the attainment of the greatest good. This is the key. So here's what I want to say about a step. When I was at my worst, and I remember this, and I just moved to Seattle and I couldn't find a job, I really had the pleasure of living on Capitol Hill, very fun and funky place. You know, two things you do on Capitol Hill really well. You go have coffee and you go have coffee and you hang out. But the thing that I loved, I learned about all the different ways I could volunteer my time. So I volunteered my time at the Chicken Soup Brigade on Capitol Hill, making food for people that could not make it for themselves, you know, whether they were HIV positive or not. These were people that needed food. And I worked in a kitchen, and I felt like I was being of enormous service. So what I'm trying to say is that if you think that you are at the bottom, and you are not working or not in a position to do the thing you love, then the next best thing to do is get out there and do something for somebody else. It doesn't matter what it is. You know, right now, we have in this country more homes for the elderly, institutions that our governments have set up, places where people are that cannot take care of themselves. You want to know something? Take yourself over there and take a book and do a little reading. Bring a little joy in somebody else's life. And this is truly, Chris, how you begin to break that. The Dalai Lama, in his case, what he did is he just got back and he was in a place of absolute attention and was right there fully present to all the people at this meeting. So what I'm saying is we don't need to go out and buy something for somebody. We need to be something for somebody. That's the difference.
Oh, that's so true. And that's great advice for people, because there's no better way to get out of your own stuff than go help somebody else. And I'm witnessing that a lot. My father's in an assisted living place, and it's making me think to go, you know, I'm there as an advocate for my father, and I'm not there enough, because I've, you know, got my life to live and things I have to do, but I'm there regularly. And you see so many people who, you know, they're alone, and just to smile at someone, you know, I'll just smile and say hello to the people there at the home. And, you know, they lighten up, their face brightens up, and it means something to them. So yes, get out there and find something where you can help somebody, whether it's in an old folks home or if it's in a soup kitchen or anywhere, a hospital, a library, find a place that you would enjoy helping others out. That would be great. So thank you so much for being here today, Dr. Pat.
Oh, it was great, Chris. You have a great show. I mean, it's such an honor to, you know, be part of this and be part of all the people out there that you're helping. So thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome. So I want to leave this thought with everybody today. What do you feel is killing you, and what is your soul trying to tell you? And just spend some time reflecting on how you can use this to make you stronger. So this is Chris Stainis, and I just want people to know you can sign up for the Woman of Wisdom newsletter. That's the organization I founded in Seattle. Just go to www.womenofwisdom.org. Find out about our monthly events. We have one tomorrow in Seattle. It's about the freedom to be you, and it is at Standing Stone, which is in North Seattle. You can go to our website to find the information and just drop in and register there. Just go to www.womenofwisdom.org. I'm also the author of the Amazon bestseller book and award-winning book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. And that's something that was a real highlight in my life, too, to have created this book, which is the voices of many women speaking about feminine spirituality, feminine consciousness. So there's many voices. It's a compilation from our conferences. It's art and poetry and some of the participant stories. And I keep hearing from people how it has impacted them to even to read the book. So you can also check that out. You can, of course, get it at Amazon. You can also get it on our website at www.womenofwisdom.org. If you want to contact me, the best way right now is to reach me at wow@womenofwisdom.org. So this is Chris Stainis. I'm glad to have shared this hour with you on Voices of Women. And next week, I'm going to be interviewing my spiritual teacher of 20 years, Faye Fitzgerald. So I wish you all a great weekend.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today. Radio with Chris Stainis.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.